Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is there any movement for a possible Simmons trade here?
Malika, there is no movement. And listen, we may be in this situation all the way until the NBA draft.
Yeah, that's Woj yesterday on ESPN.
I mean, Andy gave a little chuckle there before he even answered.
He gave the chuckle.
What type of question was that?
Right. Right. Well, I like, cause depending on who you talk to is whether or not this is something that could potentially happen. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. So the Athletic is reporting, and this is now the buzz that's going around is, and this is, you pointed this out, we were talking about before coming on, that this is obviously Ben Simmons camp driven, but that after a few weeks of intensified conditioning and court action, that Ben Simmons is ready to play. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, you are just under a month from the trade deadline. So Ben's letting it be known, like, hey, listen, like, well, I'm ready to go. Give me a couple weeks to rev it up, and I'll be ready to play in the middle of February. Which is, you know, which is fine. Mm-hmm. If he wants to do that, it's a matter of whether Morey's gonna trade him or not, or if there's a trading partner out there that's willing to. Here's the problem, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Morey still has this. Nope, I'm not trading him unless I get this, and I'll extend it to next year because there's the thought that you could potentially get a James Harden, or if he's really just playing this up, and then by February 10th he's gonna make the best deal that he can.
Yeah. I honestly believe they will get him traded. I don't know what it's going to be for, but I don't believe they're going to wait to the draft. I know they don't want to wait to the draft. Ben probably doesn't want to sit out the entire year.
You'd think not, but who knows with him.
But Morey, he, if he's saying, all right, then I'll wait to do a draft day sort of deal, well, you basically wasted Joel Embiid's season, and he's on an MVP trajectory right now, and you're going to waste this year and not get him any help to see if you can at least advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think that would be smart. And I understand everybody wants him to be patient and wait, but here's what I'll say to that, John. That is a great that's great in theory, right? You sitting got you know. What's the worst that can happen? You may as well sit around and wait to see if something's going to happen and fall in your favor. Well, it doesn't feel like anything's going to fall in your favor. In other words, it doesn't seem like one of these stars are going to force their way to Philadelphia. None of that's happening. Like, none of that's happening. We're in January now. Like, none of that's happening. So you're going to be stuck with an asset that doesn't want to be here, that isn't increasing. His trade value isn't increasing. Because now someone trades for him and they just missed a year of happening.
Yeah.
You wait to the draft, right?
So it's one less year, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like his trade value is increasing somehow.
Yeah,
And I understand he wants to wait, and I get it, but man, what are we waiting for? If we're waiting on James Harden, I hope you got a wink, wink from James Harden somewhere that he guarantee you that he's coming here.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then all right.
Right.
We'll say it then, and we'll say, okay, it was worth it, right?
Yeah.
But a wink-wink is still a wink-wink.
Exactly.
It's not a signed contract. Here you go. Lock and change.
Right.
Lock and change.
So I just – I don't – and I know he doesn't want the, you know, the John Collins and Cam Reddish deal from Atlanta or some of these other right. deals. But it's like, dude, what are you getting? Like, what are we doing here?
So is that what happens if there's no trade made? Is that because he's confident that a James Harden trade's coming down, or he can just get those other trades again next year.
Well,
it has to be, right?
Here's why I don't believe he's confident with the James Harden thing. Because then I would just keep my stance that I ain't trading him. This idea that, you know, he's looking for top 25 players and all this other stuff. Well, if you absolutely know you're getting James Harden, you know you're not getting another player that's better than James Harden.
Right.
So you might as well shut it down, pay Ben for the year, and we move on.
Yep.
But he's not sure that he's getting James Harden. He's not. He can't be.
You can't be sure.
Yeah, he can't be sure. So I think he overplayed his hand with his Ben Simmons thing, and he's still waiting for that Hail Mary. I just don't see it.
Yep.
I just don't see it. And he underestimated whether or not Ben and his camp will pull the crap they pulled. They pulled it, and they won.
And he's getting paid, and he's hasn't played a game this year, and he's not going to play again. And because there's also a lot of talk of that the Sixers still want him to come back, and they still want him to play. And but to me, that's leverage of, hey, no, we still want Ben to play with us. We don't have to trade him.
Well, listen, I'm sure the Sixers do want Ben to come back. Does Ben want to come back?
But they know that Ben doesn't want to.
Exactly.
And Ben isn't going to play.
Yes.
It's not that he doesn't want to. He's not going to play for the Sixers.
Yeah. At least I don't think he is.
I mean,
why would he? You've made it to this point. He's obviously committed to not playing for the Sixers. There's no reason for him to come back right now.
No. Nope. All right, we also have Woj on the players that they've turned down for Ben.
And the kind of players available to them in a Ben Simmons trade, a Harrison Barnes in Sacramento, DeMontis Sabonis, Indiana, and, listen, John Collins in Atlanta. That's not going to move the needle at this point for Ben Simmons. And, listen, they would, especially positionally with those players, power forwards. For Philly, it doesn't make any sense, hypothetically, if they took any of those guys on in big deals and to still have Tobias Harris on your roster.
All right, well, whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know what that meant.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. it doesn't make sense to trade Ben Simmons just for an average play. Fine. Like, right. if you're, yeah, don't make the Atlanta Hawks trade. I don't really care. But like,
well, the problem is that there are no other trades.
Yeah,
there.
Then you're
like,
gonna have
that's
them.
The problem. Like, I'm sorry. Where's the star player that you're looking for becoming available? I guess maybe after the season, does New Orleans decide, hey, can we trade Brandon Ingram? All right. I just look at it like you're wasting a year of Joel Embiid. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. You're not going to trade Ben anytime soon to take advantage of Joel Embiid this year. Then you're saying to yourself, you don't really believe this team can win anything, so what's the point of trying to make a trade to improve this team right now? Like, that's really what they're doing. They're saying we don't believe the team can win anything anyway.
So we'll wait.
So we may as well wait.
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. In a fun year. You're punting on the season. I mean, that's more or less what you're doing. You're
that's
punting on the
doing.
Season,
yes.
And some guys are developing, and Embiid's getting a year older, and he's getting a year more tread on his tires, and, you know, we'll see.
Better hope he doesn't get any injury. Yep.
No doubt about it. Oh, man. Could you imagine? Mm. Wow. I haven't even thought of that aspect of it to where it's like now you're like, okay, you have an injured Embiid and
right. I mean, like
Toby.
To me, that's always a concern.
Yeah, it is. You're right. No, you're right. All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Why is there a lack of buzz heading into the game Sunday? What it should really say is, why is the city going soft? What it should say, Jack Fritz. Because it has. No one needs to see anything out of Jalen Hurts on Sunday. It doesn't really matter if you win the game. Just run the football. Everything will be fine. Till they don't play well on Sunday, and then people are going to have a fit.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't think people aren't excited about the game Sunday. I just think people sort of have a realistic expectation going into the game Sunday. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference. There's a difference between everybody being a Debbie Downer, we're going to lose. Because I don't hear a lot of people saying we're going to lose.
No, people are excited.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
But it's not the type of excitement that you would get if it was a home playoff game, right? Because then you have the city, the fans looking forward to going down to the game, talking about it and being excited. This is a road game. You know, you got some people that's going to travel down. I don't know. We haven't had many people call up and say, I'm traveling down to the game.
And fans of Philly. And,
they're going to be there, right?
Yeah, they're going to be there. I think Joe might call in later on towards the end of the show. But, yeah, I mean, they still have tickets available and packages available and things like that.
Yeah, and that's what I think. I think that's part of it. You're going up against Goliath, right? We're David. If we're at home going up against Goliath, then we feel like we're going to have a part in them winning. Because we're going to bring the juice to the link. We're going to be out there pregame. I think you get more people excited there. When it's a road game and it's Tom Brady you're facing, it's like, yeah, I'm excited for the game Sunday.
But people don't really think they're going to win.
Right. I mean, and that's just the reality. I don't know what to do about that. I mean.
Well, no. You know what, Ike? Like, yeah. That, I have no problem with a realistic view of the game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if your view of the game is, Tampa's a better team. They just won the Super Bowl. The Eagles aren't ready to win this game. They're at home. Like, I understand and accept that. Mm-hmm. I do. But also within that expectation is, well, run the ball. And, oh, but we can win this game, right? Like, because people want to feel that they can win this game, but they won't actually say it. Mm-hmm. Right? They're, like, the Inge called up the other day and was talking tough about how they're going to win the game. I'm like, so you think they can win this game? And then he's like, well, I mean, they should, like, no, either you think they can win the game or you don't. Like, some people think that it could be competitive, right? And it can be close, right? Like, right. I think that your camp right now is that you feel it's a competitive game.
Yeah, I don't have a reason to think other than being an Eagles fan, like, why? Like, give me the reasons why they're going to beat the Tampa Bay Bucks.
So if
you know that already, how excited are you going to be?
Excited. Because it's the NFL, and it's any given week, and it's, hey, let's see where we match up in this game. I want to see what our guys look like going down there. And, like, they got nothing to lose. The Eagles should be playing loose. They don't have anything to lose. But you know what the other thing is? Mm-hmm. I think fans are worried what they're going to look like on Sunday. I think fans are worried about what Jalen Hurts is going to look like on Sunday and what Nick Sirianni is going to look like on Sunday and what happens when they can't run the football and the offense looks pitiful. That's what I'm worried about with this team. I'm worried that they go down there and they look like they just got made the playoffs because they beat up on a bunch of tomato can quarterbacks. Yeah. Yeah, that's my worry in the game. That would be my worry. That would be the reason why I wouldn't have any buzz for this game. Not because I'm already happy with the season and we're set and everything looks great. Mm-hmm. Sorry, can't say that just yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's a weird dynamic. But I don't think the energy from the fans is, who cares? We're losing. What difference does it make? Like, that's not the energy I'm getting.
No, not at all.
That's not the energy I'm getting. I'm getting more of a, listen, this is a great measuring stick. Let's go see what we look like. And let the chips fall where they're made. Now, you get a few people that'll give you the score and tell you Jalen's going to do this and the Eagles are going to do that. Okay, if you say that's what you truly believe in your heart, okay, more power to you. I just don't look at those of us that sort of have these measured expectations. I don't look at us as being bad fans or not excited about the game or not into the game. It's more or less like, man, I'll obviously be excited when 1 o'clock gets here Sunday, but when you don't expect a lot, it's hard to have anticipation every day. Boy, I can't wait to this game Sunday. I can't wait to this game Sunday. It's like, okay.
Well, there's a nervous energy before the game. There's no nervous energy this week.
No, because we've all decided, or majority of us have decided, we're going to go into this game with no real expectations. And if we win, great. If we don't, as long as we look okay.
Yeah,
I'll be fine with it.
As long as we're not a dumpster fire and it's a competitive game, it's a successful season for me, and I'll take that right
now. That's exactly where I'm at.
You know what's going to be interesting? Like, how?
Yes.
What's it going to be like next year?
It's different next year.
I agree, but this year has been so weird. It's almost like the whole season's been like, I'm just glad they're not a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So, but next year, if they're in a playoff game on the road, are we going to be more juiced up?
I believe so. I believe next year has a completely different feel to it. You know, it's very similar to, You know, when we had the 27-2 season with Nick and Chip in 2013, that was a bonus season. That was Chip Kelly's first year. We didn't even expect Nick Foles to be the quarterback. So when they lose to the Saints in the playoffs, you know, we aren't heartbroken by that loss. It's more or less like, man, we may have our starting quarterback here. We're going to build on this. You know, we went toe-to-toe with Drew Brees and Chip Kelly's first year. And then the next year came and the expectations came. And that's why everybody was so ticked off when they didn't make the playoffs and the season went down the way it did and Chip got fired the next year.
Yeah.
So expectations do change once you go into the following year. Like, they set the bar this year with this team. Now we're going to expect the Eagles to build on the roster, add players, and when we come back next year, it's going to be like, okay, we need to be going toe-to-toe with the Cowboys for this division.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I mean,
you got to make additions in the offseason to close the gap, to narrow the gap, and to try to beat them.
Well, now the first-round picks react. Well, two or three, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And there hasn't been a back-to-back division winner, you might have heard, in the NFC East since you.
And we know the Giants don't get a turn, so,
Well, unless they hire Dougie.
They better get a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
they can hire whatever head coach they want. Exactly. Daniel Jones, the quarterback.
They're going to have Kenny Pickett.
Ooh, good.
Right? Good. I mean, they could take a quarterback, right? They got two top 10 picks.
Or they could trade him for Russell Wilson.
5-7,
think. Or they could trade him for Russell Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, I wouldn't do that with a new coach.
What if it's Doug?
Go get Dougie P, Russell.
Super Bowl winning coach?
They hired Doug.
How
does Doug get to New York?
Shows up.
Something on my face for sure.
Job with the Giants?
Yeah. Yes.
He's coach the against us twice a year?
Yeah, we take down a statue.
That statue comes down immediately.
Yep.
It does.
The moment he does that press conference, that statue, that damn Giants hat on, that statue comes down.
If he took the Bears job, we wouldn't take it down.
No.
If he takes the Giants job, it comes down.
Well, yeah, it's like Coughlin coming down here to coach the Eagles.
Right, and they told him, don't ruin your legacy here, man.
He was so mad at the Giants. Let's go to Rios in North Philly. Rios!
Oh, I know Rios is not sorry.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Are you happy with just being here, Rios, in the playoffs?
Listen to this.
No.
Whoever's scared, when you home, don't watch the game. Watch Lifetime Movie Network. For yourself, callers, let me tell you something. This New World sensitive stuff works for them, guys. It works for them because they will always take the road of least resistance. They just want to stay comfortable. And I got something for them. Jalen Hurts is a football player. That means something. So you know what? Unleash him. And for you softies out there who are afraid and scared and want to be all soft, you know what? What you need to do is just go ahead and cheer and go hang out and hug up on Benjamin Simmons. Y'all go ahead and do that. All right? Now my point, because my point, we got to let him loose. Let him loose, whatever that is. However this comes, we're not going to Tampa. We don't need to play to not lose the game. We need to play to win. No holds barred, no holding back. It ain't no time to respect TB12 during the game. What they need to do is just like Allen Iverson did to Michael Jordan when it was in a game, like, ain't showing no respect. Very disrespectful. Also, what I need is Jonathan. What I need him to do is to stop. This is the part of the thing. He needs to stop. He knows what Tom Brady – we know what Tom Brady likes, the quick short passes.
Yep.
Stop worrying about always the long ball. We need to worry about them short, quick passes. And look, let our D-backs get their money's worth. And Sirianni, what he needs to do, I don't need him walking in there starstruck, acting like a fan who just saw Michael Jackson and start crying. I don't need him doing that, man. Like he did that sucker stuff in Dallas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's time for combat, and it's time for giving up the body, man. Y'all go ahead and stop that sucker stuff or go watch Lifetime.
All right, there he is, Rios. Yeah. Or go to my DVR where there's a ton of those Christmas Lifetime movies that are saved, my wife saved.
Still there.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
You know what we need? You know what we need? We need the Eagles hype video.
To get us going?
That's what we need.
Who voices it? Kelsey?
Come on, man. Of course.
Is he even on the team anymore? Or is he just the motivational speaker?
Right, exactly. We speak about him like he doesn't play here anymore.
So is he going to be Dawkins post playing career where he just comes back and.
Yeah. I mean, he is Dawkins, right? I mean, that's what everybody says. So, yeah. Why wouldn't he be?
I would expect it.
You
can have the expectation of. Yeah, the Bucs are the better team. Yeah, Tom Brady. It's the same thing in the Super Bowl. They were the better team. The New England Patriots were the better team. The Eagles had no business winning that game with Nick Foles. But if they would have went into that game with the same mentality that I feel like this city and this team has right now, listen, I'm not going to say the team because I don't know that. Mm-hmm. I don't know the mentality of the
team. The team is ready to go.
Yeah. Not the team. I don't know if I like how the head coach is handling everything going in, but just the tone of this city right now, which is just happy to be there and don't worry about it, Jalen. You'll do just fine, and you were good this year, and we like you a lot. You're our quarterback of the future. We don't have to have you throw. But you're our quarterback of the future, right? Like that's the mentality that we have this week is troubling because that's not the mentality we had of the Super Bowl.
No, it's a better team.
Okay, it was a better team, but it was still like about the same amount of an underdog, right?
Well,
like it was still a heavy underdog.
And quite frankly, I did a lot of heavy lifting to get this city's morale back to where it needed to be. I mean, we were talking about starting Nate Sudfeld in between those ending of the regular season in that Atlanta game.
It was a dark time.
Yeah, and it took a little while to get there. You know what I'm saying? Even after that Atlanta game, people still weren't necessarily all on board. But after the Vikings game. And they saw him in that NFC Championship game. Everybody felt a lot better, and you felt anything was possible. And Nick Foles, at least Nick had given us the 27-2 prior to that. So you knew some good football was in him, and it was just a stronger team. And quite frankly, it was the Super Bowl. Once you get to that point, you might as well just go all in.
No, but I agree with you.
With your confidence.
I agree with you that you did feel like that they had a shot just based on the way that they've been playing. And they've been tough and they went through a lot and they were good on the defensive line and the offensive line. There were reasons to think that they could – listen, they needed to get there and hang
tight. Here's the other thing, John. Here's the other thing. And this is where the knowledgeable fan base sort of backfires on us. Really you, since – I mean, you kind of want fireworks this week. But this is where the knowledgeable fan base backfires on us.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the last five games of the season. Six games.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, they saw them. They knew who we were playing against, right? So they weren't necessarily, while they were happy we were getting wins, they weren't necessarily fooled into believing the team was better than what you thought they were.
No,
right?
you're
so that's part of it.
You're absolutely right.
That's part of it.
You're absolutely right. The fans don't think they're going to win the game on Sunday. I mean, bottom line, the fans don't think they're going to win.
This is a great team.
Right.
They just don't.
Okay. All right.
But that's different than having a loser's mentality. That's different.
Okay. Well, but see, I think the difference is people won't say, I don't think this team's very good. Or I don't think this team can win because they're going to say, no, I think the team can win, but they don't really believe that. So otherwise, you don't act like this.
Hold on. Well, so then the people that you want to call up to be excited about it, you don't believe they really are excited about the game or the team winning.
Do I think they're really excited? No,
do you believe them? Do you believe it's authentic?
No, I think like Rios, for instance, I don't think Rios believes that the Eagles are going to win the game.
Right.
But I think Rios says, you know what, the hell with whether or not I think they're going to win the game. They have a chance, and you have to go down there with a different mentality that you are going to win the game.
Right.
Right. Like that's where I am right now. That's how I feel, which is that like.
So you want us to give the false bravado.
No, it's
false bravado.
It's not false bravado. It's a, hey, listen, we're not going down there to lose the game. We're going down there with the mentality to win the game. We're going to lay it all on the line, and we're going to leave it all on the field. No fan out there has that mentality right now.
We aren't going to do anything because we're not going on the field. So we can be as tough as we want to behind these microphones and everything else and on the cell phone. Like everybody, Rio's calling up, you know, and we can do all that. We're not playing. We're not playing. So as long as the players don't necessarily have my mentality, happy to be there, moral victory, as long as they're preparing. See, I would be concerned if I were you if that message was coming out of the NovaCare.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, I think the fans, it's an emotional thing, and they just aren't buying it. I don't know what to do. I don't know, John, how we switch the energy. If they don't necessarily believe it, is that—
Then they don't believe it.
Yeah, they don't believe it. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell them.
You're right. I worry.
But it doesn't mean they aren't excited about watching them play Sunday.
It's not, like, it's not a negative thing. You said it earlier. It's
and
not.
And that's what I'm trying to convey. I don't see this as a negative thing.
It's not a being of negative fan base. It's not. No, there's no bad, like this is bad. Eagles fans are acting bad right now. There's none of that. Eagles fans are actually happy. It's
you
weird.
Just want the level of excitement to be higher.
Yeah, have a little bit of an edge here.
Well, let me tell you what would have helped us out, and then I'll roll out before we go to break. Well, we don't spend the first 2 days of the week talking about you know who, then maybe the fan base is happy about the team.
Yeah!
Not us, but a couple other shows.
Oh, I know.
They wanted to spend the first 2 days of the week harping on that more than the Eagles being in the playoffs and playing Tampa.
Yeah, you have Brady fans on both the morning show and the afternoon and midday show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if the message, for example, was like what Big Ben said today of, we don't have a chance, so let's just go in and have fun, that would scare you heading into the game.
Did Big Ben say that?
Yeah, but Big Ben saying that, not being serious. Right? Like, he's saying
that. He's saying that, like, no one's giving us a chance. Yeah, I hope that's what he's doing.
Let's just go in and have some fun.
Yes.
Definitely. He's being tongue-in-cheek. You know what? Their mentality should be that.
Yeah, because they're actually, they probably have less of a chance than the Eagles.
They're the worst team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'd say the Eagles are probably there with the Steelers as the best team, worst team in the playoffs. 215-592-9494. It's Mark Cerise. No, you know what? I agree with you. Angelo set the tone with picking them to lose on Monday.
Angelo Castaldi.
I mean, might as well just move to Tampa for Tom Brady right now.
And Joe DeCamera did a Tom Brady appreciation day today.
I call
him the GOAT every other time. I mention him.
I have the proper respect for Tom Brady, and we will discuss it after this week. We're not going to talk about it this week. He is a rotten cheat.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's a disingenuous loser, right? Like he says all these great things about the Eagles, but then he's admitted on his documentary show. But he said that 90% of the time when he talks like this leading up in a week, he's just completely lying and he's saying the positive thing.
Oh, he admitted that?
Right, Jack? You've seen that quoted this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I only saw the one about he's still mad about the drop, and Eagles fans remind him of it.
Well, that's that whole Belichick thing when you try to build up your opponent, talk about how great they were.
Yeah, he's saying all the but he
doesn't believe it, to your point.
And he's admitted it as much on his HBO show. Yeah. 215-592-9490 if you're smart. Marks and Reese, all your phone calls. Bucks are getting healthier heading into the game. Who did they activate off the IR? We'll tell you that. And we'll play a little Sirianni talking about the whole how you're approaching the game, and it's just another game this week as opposed to really revving it up for a playoff game. We have sound from that. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese on a Wednesday. Tom Brady Appreciation Day on the midday show. John Ritchie didn't seem interested in Tom Brady Appreciation Day.
No, he's still holding on to that Tuck rule.
Yeah. Not even remotely over.
Yeah, got to love him for that.
But if it wasn't the Tuck rule, what would John Ritchie be saying right now?
Well, I mean, they went to the same school.
Yeah.
So, you know, Richie probably would have a healthy respect for Tom Brady.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would be scarred by that Tuck rule also.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I guess. And Richie probably isn't. He doesn't seem like he's not going to do a whole lot of celebrating anybody.
He's not Mr. Warm and Fuzzy.
Yeah. Okay, that's the way to put it. Yeah.
he's like the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day. He wasn't interested in that on the Marks and Reese show. Yeah.
I will crush your face.
Well, there you have it. Right, so, Jack, you had mentioned who did they activate off of IR? The Buccaneers,
Levante David. Leonard Fournette and Giovanni Bernard. So,
awesome.
Bernard's good out of the backfield. That'll terrorize us all day.
Yeah, he is good. He's good in the passing game. Fournette's good in the passing game too. So kind of I didn't know about Bernard, but the other guys and by the way, Levante David. I mean, Bruce Arians was just saying he's not sure if he's going to play or not this week. So just because you activate him off the IR doesn't mean he's going to play. Mm-hmm. But listen, they're getting healthier. That's a fact. They're getting guys back that they haven't had. So,
so are we.
So are we. Yes. Yeah. So let's go. All right. So this is on. This is Dave Spadaro. Sirianni spoke to the media today. This morning they dropped this. I don't know if this is from yesterday or last night or whatever. But this is a Q&A with Dave Spadaro and Nick Sirianni. Go ahead, Jack.
You just said a few moments ago, and you've been asked about it, that, hey, I want to keep things the same. Why is that the right approach, do you think?
Well, I think if all of a sudden you get to what you deem as a bigger game being the playoffs, we know in the playoffs that if you lose, you go home. So we know that's not the case in week 15 or week 14 or week, whatever it is. But if you do something completely different than you did all year, then I don't think you were preparing right throughout the year, because all those games add up. Every game in the NFL is big. But if you're doing something different throughout the year and then you try to change your process when it becomes the playoffs, I just don't think you're in that growth mindset where you're trying to get a little bit better every day, and you're not preparing the right way. So, we feel like our process has been tried and true of what we believe in, and we'll stick to that same process that we've had these past 17 weeks.
All right, there you go. Nick Sirianni. A lot of coach speak there where, I mean, those guys behind closed doors know this is a different game than just week whatever. And, he's what he doesn't want to say is that, we're trying harder this week or we're preparing harder this week, because you're preparing hard every week and blah, 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 blah. But this is a different game.
Yeah, and honestly, nobody cares about the regular season anymore. Right, like you're in the playoffs now, so you don't it's not about we're going to prepare the same way we did in week 7. Well, it's not week 7, so we know you're not preparing that way as if it's week 7, because with week 7, you got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 weeks still left to go in the season. This week you lose, it's over. Season's over. We're putting equipment in trash bags. We're you know, everybody's hugging and saying goodbye.
Right.
We got team meeting the next day, individual meetings, and then you roll out. Like, that's the difference. That's the difference. And so you have to prepare. I'm not saying that you all of a sudden need to change your entire routine and what you do every week, but there needs to be a sense of urgency here.
Yes.
Like, and that's what we're trying to say. That's what, like, just like they want us, meaning Nick Sirianni, Eagles, they want us to sort of be able to read between the lines and understand where he's coming from. Well, in our opinion, understand where we're coming from. We know that this isn't just like any other game. It isn't. And this fan base isn't going to react to that game Sunday as if there's 8-9 more weeks left in the season.
Right.
So, and I'm sure the players know that they need to increase their attention to detail this week. Right? And, you know, it's one thing if you're in week 10 and you're playing Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson only knows so much. So maybe you don't have to do as much to get an advantage over Zach Wilson. But when you're playing the level of talent you're playing in Tom Brady and the defending champions, yeah. Yeah, when you prepare, it's a little different. Like we all got to be able to see this, right? Like,
of course.
Okay. Yeah, so it is different.
Right, of course it is.
And you're preparing, I would hope, with a little more attention to detail.
And like you said, the word urgency is what comes to my mind. But to your point, right, like, you're rolling a little bit. You know you're better than a team. You're going up against Mike Glennon. Yeah, maybe you're worrying more about what you got going on after you're leaving than paying attention as much during the meetings or whatever, right? Like, because you're able to get just – well,
I just know you're preparing more – You better be preparing harder for this guy than you were in the regular season.
Right.
Like, I think they get caught up on so many little things that we want to make sure we clear on this stuff. My only point is that to come off as if this is no different than any regular season game and we're not going to do anything differently, I'm not buying that.
Right.
I'm just not. So I just don't – when the playoffs come around, it's a different level of intensity. You're playing against the best in the game. And in order to beat these guys, you have to be at your best.
What is the difference between a – because you were in the playoffs so many years. What is the difference between regular season, flick the light switch, becomes playoffs? Is it faster? It's obviously more intense.
No, it's no faster. It's more intense. Yeah, because the season is over with if you lose.
Right.
It means more. So if I'm in an event competition that has more on the line, am I not trying harder versus being in something that doesn't mean as much?
Yeah.
Right? If it's week two of the season?
Of course. And it's not something that – it's not that you're not trying hard in week two. It's just that there's another level that isn't tangible when you know you lose this game and you go home.
And the opponent is trying harder.
There's a desperation factor to it. Yeah.
That should be sort of common sense.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's some urgency and some intensity going on in this team.
I believe there is.
Right.
I believe there is. It doesn't mean they're going to win Sunday.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, like, you'll be able to see, and here's why I wouldn't have said what Coach Sirianni said. Because if you go out there and you happen to play as if the game doesn't matter, now you have to answer for that.
Yeah.
Right? If it's a 30-10 game, now everybody's going to say, whoa, did you guys take this game serious? Did you really think you had a chance to win?
Like Nick, do you think you set the wrong tone for the team last week?
Right. Now, I don't expect that to happen, but I'm just saying if that does happen, now people think you didn't prepare hard enough to go up against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Then you'll get people saying, should they have set the final week of the season? Right. Should they have played? They look rusty. Like, that's what happens when you lose the final game. Now we start to second-guess everything.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. If you just – I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I'm just saying you leave a window open for people to come back at you and be critical of you if the game turns out not in our favor, especially if they don't look competitive in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens in the game certainly matters. Forget about a win or a loss for a second. what happens inside that game. Yoshi from Brewery Town. Yoshi.
I know Yoshi's fired up.
Well, thank you. I guess I am. Big Hey, Jackie, baby. How y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, brother?
Yosh.
Hey, man. What's, man? You know me. It's lottery week. And today's lottery lesson, thought is, hey, it's going to be bad weather, you know, rainy, all slippery on the ground. That benefits, in my opinion, our quarterback. You know, you got guys coming at Jalen trying to knock his head off, then he hit him with a little doop-doop, gone. Mm. You know, that can benefit him. He's a mobile quarterback. He might not be able to get the ball off like what's saying we want him to expect to because of the wind. But he with the run game and then he's a running quarterback, oh, my God. That's what I'm visualizing in the lottery. As far as what's name, you know, these guys being shell-shot, I think it's too nice of a mix of veterans and guys that have been in the playoffs mm-hmm. on this team for them to become complacent during the game. I mean, you got Nelson and been in the playoffs, Vontae, Goedert, you know, almost the whole offensive line. What's things like it's, you know, it's too many guys that have been in this situation to let the guys that haven't been in it to be shell-shocked. And Tom Brady, them, they ain't been the best the last few weeks either. Like, look who they ain't played. I mean, yeah, they ain't won, but they look lackluster against the Jets, for God's sake. Come on, man. I said that David and Goliath thing earlier, too, and you came on out with it. I mean, in the stretch, yeah, we ain't played what's name, the division that sucked the last few weeks, but you got to look at the wins that we ain't got along the way prior to that.
Yeah.
We beat two good defenses in Denver and the Saints. Yeah, the quarterback sucked, but we look good enough on offense to dominate their defenses. So why wouldn't we come into this week being optimistic? As far as those bad games, and yeah, Tom Brady and played in New England and bad weather, when it's rainy and wet, I guarantee you go back, you look at them games. Tom don't play that good. You look at the game earlier in New England when he went up there and played. They won, but golly.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
Look good. So with all of that said, I feel optimistic. Wade, don't get mad at me. The Duke of Broad Street is going to cut it out on Sunday, baby.
And that's Jalen Hurts. He's in on the Duke.
Hey, so you're in on the Duke, Yosh.
The Duke of Broad Street. I'm gonna give him a last name.
Okay, the Duke of Broad Street. Okay.
We'll see if Wade likes that. Thanks, Yosh.
The Duke of Broad Street.
Mm.
That's a... It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. doesn't he have to win a playoff game before we're deciding on these nicknames, Jack, or at least.
Well, I mean, the Bronco didn't win a
right.
playoff
no,
game.
No, that's a good point. Well, the answer was the answer.
Said that's probably why he doesn't need one.
All right. So, but there was expectation for yes. him, right? Yes. Like, yeah. There's no expectation for Jalen Hurts. Just you know,
just show up and
yeah.
Who cares?
Run the ball, yeah. Run the ball, run the ball.
Duke, we're gonna need a full offseason of Wade referring to him as the Duke before he really catches on.
It's slowly getting there.
Getting a couple.
I mean,
people.
The Bronco didn't catch on immediately.
No,
it
I agree.
Took a while. People didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, they were very confused.
But once they figured it out, it took off. It did.
Well, it didn't really take off until that end of 2019.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, like, the Bronco the year after. So it was like, you know, went through stages.
It did. It did.
Yeah, stamp now.
Let's go to Kay. Kay in North Philly. What's up, Kay? How are you?
I knew you guys were going to come to me as soon as I got into the supermarket.
Oh, Kay. I could put you back on hold if you want.
No, you guys are good.
Okay.
I'm an Eagles fan. Like, they know I bleed green everywhere. So it doesn't matter where I'm at.
Mm.
So you rolling through the supermarket on the phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I am.
What aisle?
I am in the produce aisle. I need some fresh vegetables to go with my dinner. Don't judge me.
No.
That's most
good.
Important.
That's one of the most
important aisles.
Yes,
produce aisle.
I hide the vegetables in my spaghetti sauce so my children will eat it.
That's smart.
Oh, smart. There you go.
That's how I do it. But I'm calling because I totally agree with Ike.
Mm-hmm.
But then Yoshi kind of changed my mind a little bit. Like, if it's raining, the GOAT doesn't play well in the rain. He may play okay in the snow, but if it's slipping and sliding, as he called them, the Duke on Broad Street, is going to go juke, juke, juke. It's going to be a Madden game. He made me think about that.
Okay.
I don't know now. I'm on the fence. I was giving them the edge. I was on like 10%. Eagles might win. I'm going in. If we win, I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. But now I've changed. Sitting here listening to Yoshi, I don't know. I think we may go down there and take one.
How about that? With that, now that's rare. It's normally one of the hosts that change the caller's minds. We had a caller change a caller's mind.
Yeah, I think we may go. I think we may go down there and take one. Just because Tom Brady tried to patronize us and say they're the best team we're going to face all year. Dude, we know.
Yeah, he's such a phony. Isn't he such a phony, Kay? I can't stand it.
Tom, did you think we were going to fall for that? You got that. He's in Tampa Bay. We got to go down there. Mm-hmm. So that is my thing with that. But I just came from lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Full transparency. I didn't know what you guys were talking about when I called, and so I started listening.
Mm-hmm.
I went to lunch in a Dallas bar. I didn't know it was a Dallas bar. I'm going to post the pictures. I'm wearing my playoff coat.
Where is it?
In North Philly?
No. I live in North Carolina now. I've been living down here for 6 months, so I'm kind of new. I didn't know I was walking in the Dallas bar. I went in for lunch. I didn't eat. I just got something to drink. I won't confirm or deny if it was alcoholic beverages, but they kind of let me know I was unwelcome. When you see my coat, I'm going to post my coat on Twitter. I don't post pictures, but I'm going to post my coat on Twitter. Yeah, it was not good. I felt uncomfortable, but you know, I sat there and I drank and I let them know that they
all right.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
That's right.
You guys have a good day.
You too, okay, Kay. Have fun.
North Carolina at a Dallas bar with an Eagles coat on.
Yeah. Think about that.
That's a lot going on there.
Sure is. it's unbelievable.
A lot going on there.
Man, like you got patronizing Tom Brady and we're just like fine with it. We're just like, oh, whatever. Yeah, Tom's the GOAT. Oh, Tom, we're not going to win this game. All of a sudden, we have realistic expectations in this city for the first time ever.
It's been that type of year.
It's so weird.
It's been a realistic type of year.
It's so disappointing.
It's just weird. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to it to because really, like this isn't a, well, screw this team. They're not winning anything. This is a genuinely happy fan base that's surprised and happy that they made the playoffs.
Yes.
And have no... I'll be curious to see what happens Monday if they lose and how they lose. But as of right now, it just seems like it's the whole house money thing. Like, oh, we're playing with house money.
That's the sense I get. I don't know. I mean, I guess depending on how that rubs you, I don't see it as a bad thing. But, you know, I guess it's now worked against us to where we don't have the level of excitement that one would think we should have going into a playoff game. We've almost sort of energy reserved ourselves out of the excitement.
Yep. There's excitement there. It's just, it's realistic.
Well, it just takes till Sunday excitement. To get excited. Like, we'll wake up Sunday excited, but the whole, we used to have a build up to the game.
People are excited about the game. They're just not overly excited right now. They're looking forward to the game.
Well, and here's the other problem. They didn't play last week.
Yeah.
So you took them getting into the playoffs 2 weeks ago when they beat Washington and then Minnesota lost that night and some other stuff happened where I woke up and all of a sudden we were in the playoffs. People were excited that Monday, that Tuesday. And then they had to sit through the last week of the season with no expectations, with nobody playing.
Man.
And now – it's almost like, and we've already known we were in the playoffs, and we just got 50 put up on us.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to get the excitement.
It's been a long while since they played a game.
Exactly. There hasn't been anything for us to get excited about.
There hasn't been a lot to talk about other than it's Tom that we're playing. And
we haven't gotten any. Well, here's the other thing. And I'm not saying Coach Sirianni needed to come out with a Beat the Bucks t-shirt on or anything like that.
Or a goat who.
But he's playing roll of dope right now.
Yeah, when you set the tone of we're just going through our process, we're going to treat this week like it's any other week, that doesn't necessarily say light a fire under the fan base on a Monday to where you're carrying that torch all week long.
And you know what's funny, though, is he tried it with the Beat Dallas shirt.
And
he saw that
yeah,
backfired.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh, no, listen, I'm glad he didn't do it.
No, I agree.
But I'm just saying, you like the fan base, they need something to get excited about.
And there's nothing that's really getting them going just yet.
Huh?
They haven't played a legitimate game
since
New Year's weekend.
Let me say this.
The first Bucks game.
And Baldy's coming up next. let me say this.
Yeah.
There were 14 teams that made the playoffs this year. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many teams that made the playoffs in 2020 that didn't make it this year?
I mean,
seven.
Yeah.
Half of the teams went back. Half of the teams that made the playoffs in 2020
seven
didn't.
Seven new teams.
Right. Yeah. Seven new teams. 50% of the teams didn't make the playoffs. Just remember that. Just remember that when you're thinking about a playoff game and you're thinking about trying to get a win and going for it and realizing that you may not be back next year. Right? Like, these games are important. These playoff games are important. 215-592-9494. Baldy,
you're a 9-point underdog to Tom Brady.
8.5. Baldy's coming up next. Does he give the Eagles a shot on Sunday? How would he stop Tom Brady? Baldy coming up next. Marks and Reese. Enjoy your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Marks, M-A-R-K-S. Your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Plus, you'll earn M Life Rewards points that you can use for rooms, dining, and more at any MGM resort nationwide. Enter code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, when you sign up for BetMGM and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000 only at BetMGM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.